Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pop. My name is Catherine.
My name is Anna.
So, Anna, today we're talking about a cultural institution in Italy, something that everyone has heard of.
We're talking about a book.
A book. Well, three books, actually. I think there are three that go together, and they are called The Divine Comedy.
La Divina Commedia, yes.
By Dante, and we're going to be talking more about it afterwards, but it is the focus of today's very funny dialogue. So let's go right into this dialogue. We'll hear it three times, and when we come back, Anna and I will be here to break it down for you and to explain some of those more difficult parts.
Dialogue, first time.
Buongiorno, e cerco la Divina Commedia.
Mai sentito, signora. Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
Mi spiace, signora. Non lo trovo.
Dialogue, second time.
Buongiorno, e cerco la Divina Commedia.
Mai sentito, signora. Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
Mi spiace, signora. Non lo trovo.
Dialogue, third time.
Buongiorno, e cerco la Divina Commedia.
Mai sentito, signora. Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
Mi spiace, signora. Non lo trovo.
And we're back. So this is kind of a funny dialogue.
Yes. How can you never heard about Divina Commedia?
No, it's funny because I don't think this would ever really happen. But there's some great words and phrases in this dialogue that you might hear if you're asking for a less famous book.
Yes.
So let's look at this and translate it line by line into English to find out exactly what the conversation is.
Buongiorno. Cerco la Divina Commedia.
Hello. I'm looking for the Divine Comedy.
Buongiorno, cerco la Divina Commedia.
Hello, I'm looking for the Divine Comedy.
Buongiorno, cerco la Divina Commedia. Mai sentito, signora? Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Never heard of it, ma'am. Excuse me, who's the author?
Mai sentito, signora? Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Never heard of it, ma'am. But sorry, who's the author?
Mai sentito, signora? Ma scusi, chi è l'autore? Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
But how? Who is the author? It's Dante Alighieri.
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
What do you mean, who is the author? It's Dante Alighieri.
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri. Mi spiace, signora, non lo trovo.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't find it.
Mi spiace, signora, non lo trovo.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't find it.
Mi spiace, signora, non lo trovo.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like this person's trying very hard to help the customer, huh?
Yes, and he shouldn't work in a bookstore if he doesn't know about any kind of book.
Yeah, I agree. Well, there's some really great phrases we can use, not just in bookstores, but also when we're looking for other things like CDs or even food at the grocery store. The first one, of course, is the verb to look for.
Yeah, cercare, that here is cerco.
Okay, so I look for, cerco. Mm. So, cerco some fruit for lunch today.
Yes, cerco una pizzeria. Cerco a place to eat pizza.
Mm-hmm. So, I look for, and you heard me translate this as I'm looking for. Well, in Italian, we often use the present tense, the present simple tense, cerco, to mean I am or I will be. So here, I'm looking for this book. We can just say simply, cerco. So, hello, ma'am, cerco the new book by Dan Brown. Same difference.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the answer is, mai sentito.
Mai sentito. She never heard about this.
So let's break this down. This first word is the most important, I think.
Mai.
Mai.
That means never.
Never, ever. And you hear this all the time in combination with other words too. But mai sentito. So sentito means heard of.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. Mai sentito di Alessandro Manzoni, Catherine?
I have, actually. But I have studied Italian, so maybe that's unfair. But this is a way to ask, have you ever heard of Alessandro Manzoni, who wrote one of the great classics of Italian literature? I could say, mai sentito J.D. Salinger, Anna?
Yes, I heard of him. I read the book.
Okay, good. So, we've got a way of asking people if they're familiar with something. And this person hasn't heard of him, right? Mm. So, mai sentito. It's a nice statement. When I was asking you earlier, it was a question. This is a statement. Mai sentito. And she has a follow-up question.
Chi è?
Chi è? Well, who is he? This is a nice phrase because it could be who is he, who is she, or who is it, right?
Yeah.
So chi è is a very simple phrase that can be any gender. And you can use this in any other situation where you're asking about someone's identity. Like, I see a guy with that friend of ours, Claudia. Who is he? Chi è?
Yes. Or Classic. You can look at the picture and you ask, chi è?
Mm-hmm. So who is this? Who's this person? So it's a one singular person. Chi è? Also, when you're answering the door, you say, ah, chi è? Who's there? Who is it?
Yeah. Even at the phone, if I don't understand who I'm speaking with, I can say, scusi, chi è?
Mm-hmm. So you can say it seriously or nicely. It's one of those very flexible phrases. But yeah, chi è is key. And we have some surprise here because, you know, the customer is looking for one of the most famous books in Italian literature. And the person selling the books has no idea. So she's shocked.
Yeah, she's very disappointed. And she say, ma come?
Ma come? So, ma, but, come? How? This shouldn't be taken literally. Let's take it as a chunk. It's kind of like saying, but, what do you mean? So this is rhetorical. It's a way of showing surprise or disappointment.
Yeah. Ma come? You never had pizza in your whole life.
I'm
ma
American.
Come?
What do you, you know? No, actually, Americans love pizza. But you could say this about all sorts of things. So if someone's never seen Star Wars, for example, ma come? You've never seen Star Wars. Impossible.
Yeah. Oh, ma come? You've never watched an Italian movie? You studied Italian for such a long time.
that would be bad. Yeah, I agree. Mm. So ma come is a great phrase to show surprise or disappointment. And at the very end, the assistant at the store kind of gives up. Kind of says, you know what? I can't find it.
Yeah, so she says, mi spiace, signora.
So you might have heard the phrase, mi dispiace, which means I'm sorry or displeases me. But in this case, we hear, mi spiace. So Anna, what's the big difference
it's
here?
It's exactly the same as mi dispiace.
Mm-hmm.
It's just used more in, you know, when you speak with people, you can say mi spiace. It's just shorter and easier.
Okay, great. So mi spiace, mi dispiace. There are two ways of saying I'm sorry, and they're both correct.
Yeah,
so if you hear
way.
This, very, very, very common. But remember that it's spiace with an S. So
yes,
mi spiace.
Spiace.
So mi spiace, non lo trovo.
Lo, this lo means the book.
Mm? All right, so lo is like it. You know, people always complain, there's no it in Italian. Well, I hear you, but there is. Mm. There is, and it has to be the same as the thing we're talking about, the gender of the thing we're talking about. So in this case, a book is a guy thing, it's a male thing, it's, you know, il libro. So, non lo trovo, well, this means I can't find it, yeah. That guy thing, that book.
If you can't find the girl, non la trovo.
So let's go listen to this dialogue 3 more times, and now that we've got a grasp of it, maybe we can figure out some of those details in there.
Dialogue, first time.
Buongiorno, e cerco la Divina Commedia.
Mai sentito, signora. Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
Mi spiace, signora, non lo trovo.
Dialogue, second time.
Buongiorno, e cerco la Divina Commedia.
Mai sentito, signora. Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
Mi spiace, signora. Non lo trovo.
Dialogue, third time.
Buongiorno, e cerco la Divina Commedia.
Mai sentito, signora. Ma scusi, chi è l'autore?
Ma come chi è l'autore? È Dante Alighieri.
Mi spiace, signora, non lo trovo.
All Okay, so we're back, and I think it's important for us to talk a bit more about this famous book.
Yeah, so nobody of our listeners have ever to say mai sentito about La Divina Commedia.
Right, no, I'd be very disappointed if that happened, yeah. Because this book is extremely, extremely important. Most Italian school children have read it, right?
Yes, you have to learn it maybe when you're a little bit older, not just a child like 6 years old, you just learn how to read. You have to be older, like maybe 14 years old, you start read the Divina Commedia.
Okay, so it was written like 700 years ago, so I'm curious, is the Italian in La Divina Commedia very different from the Italian you guys speak today?
I guess so. Yeah. Yes. Nobody would speak like in La Divina Commedia.
No, very, very formal and serious. Well, it's three parts, yeah? So the part that everyone reads is the first one.
Yeah, Inferno.
So hell, the inferno, you know, you see flames and devils and
the
bad people.
Suffering for all the bad things that they've done in their life.
So it sounds like a great book to read, though. Very interesting to find out what these guys did to end up.
Yeah.
But after that, there are two other books that are maybe less popular to read.
Yeah, two parts. One is Purgatorio and one is Paradiso.
All right, so Purgatory and Paradise.
Yes.
So I had a literature professor in college who used to say Paradise is the most boring of the three because everyone's happy. They just sit around and play the harp.
Yeah, everything is just so beautiful. There is nothing.
Nothing to tell.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's La Divina Commedia, the Divine Comedy by Dante. Most people just call him Dante, but you heard in this dialogue Dante Alighieri, which is his full name.
Mm-hmm. And all the Italians, they know the incipit of the whole book.
Really?
Yeah, shall I say it?
Sure.
Nel mezzo del cammin di nostra vita mi ritrovai in una selva oscura che la diritta via era smarrita.
Oh, brava. All right, so that, as Anna has said, is the very beginning of this great, great story where he's in the middle of a dark forest in the middle of his life, and the clear path was obscured. It was dark. He didn't know how to go home. And that's how he ends up going down into the inferno.
Yes.
So if you're interested in this kind of thing, I would love to know it because we're happy to make some lessons that are more specific and talk about the parts of the inferno that interest you or that you find difficult because, you know, it's great.
My
great
favorite
stuff.
Part is the one with Paolo e Francesca.
Oh, that one's great. The famous lovers in Italian mythology. Yeah, so maybe we could talk about that some other time. We can write a little dialogue and see if, see what happens to Paola
Francesca.
Paola Francesca. So that's going to be it for us here today at Italian Pub. We hope you've enjoyed this lesson. And as I said, please let us know if you're interested in this stuff because we're happy to talk about it some more. Otherwise, we'll see you on the website.
www.italianpub.com.
All right, so that's all for today. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao a tutti.